Okay, now let's get over here to Amy, who's calling us from New York. Hi, Amy.
Yes, hi, Dr. Wright. It's so good to get through to you. I'm a big fan. I actually have a question about chronic sinusitis. It's a family member who has had it for the past few years. He's already had a couple of surgeries. He's actually scheduled for another one next month.
Oh, my.
He even had, multiple courses of antibiotics to no avail. He even had, he was hospitalized with, they call it PIC, something in the arm, IV antibiotics.
Sure.
For that, too. And there was even a suspicion of MRSA.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't seem like it's getting treated. He actually tinkered towards the end because he just got so tired of the multiple courses with the colloidal silver, which did help for some time, but again, it's not like it stops it. He has to consistently take it. I think he overdid it because I can swear his lips started turning blue.
Uh-oh. Yeah, well, that won't hurt anybody, but it does look weird.
Yes, yes, yes. The lips were actually turning blue. So, any thoughts you have on what can help?
Well, a couple of things, ma'am. However, this first one, it's really a good idea to be working with a physician skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine on it. And that is, a week or two ago, I forget which, a woman called in and said, "Oh, I got rid of my sinusitis I'd had for years and years, and I used that high-dose protocol for potassium iodide that you told me about." And, of course, potassium iodide, sort of like colloidal silver, it kills a whole variety of microorganisms. One of the very fortunate things is it kills many of the fungi too, and not just the yeast and not just the viruses and bacteria, which the colloidal silver goes after, but colloidal silver isn't too hot on fungi. All right. Now, high dose, is it safe? We got to start right there. Is it safe? And that's why you need to be working with the doctor on it. There are publications that show that taking a high dose of potassium iodide for most of us is tolerable for up to a few months. I'm not kidding. Those are publications. But everybody's different, so who knows if any one person is going to tolerate it for up to a few months. After that, it can suppress the thyroid gland. That's the problem. And does that kill anybody if the thyroid gland's suppressed? No, but then we got to start taking thyroid. Okay. So anyway, what's high dose? Well, if you get potassium iodide, the saturated solution, which is sometimes called SSKI, and out at the Atomic Dispensary, we call it Bernard's solution because Dr. Bernard Courtois made the stuff up in the 1800s, 1818 to be specific. Anyway, one uses, and I'm not kidding, if one is an adult, one uses, if one is a small adult, 12 drops, and if one is a larger adult, 15 drops, and you do that every 4 hours while you're awake. And what the lady told us who called in 2 weeks ago is that caused just an outflow of all kinds of mess to start with. And then it lightened up and it lightened up. And so she tapered down on her potassium iodide. And what do you know? The problem was gone. But there was a lot of stuff coming out during that time. But really, I don't recommend doing this unless you're working with a doctor who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine. I would highly recommend having the thyroid function test done in advance. And then if one takes this for more than a couple of weeks, check it again just to be certain. But usually by then you know. And one thing, it tastes terrible. Now, how do I know? Well, because this is wonderful for never catching an infection on the airplane. The only time my wife and I have ever, in all of our airplane travels, caught something is when we forgot our potassium iodide and didn't take it just as soon as we boarded the plane. And sure enough, we both caught something. But those 12 to 15 drops in water, and she takes 12 and I take 15, we put them in some water and we dissolve it and we taste it down, and then, you can taste that for the next 3 or 4 hours on your trip. And by then it's time to take some more if it's a trip to Asia. But the stuff really does kill germs. Now, is it going to mess with our intestinal flora? Only slightly, because it's absorbed mostly in the upper small intestine. It doesn't get down the whole range of the list of the whole length of the intestine. It can't get all the way down there. So it doesn't mess with them as bad as some other things do. So there you go, ma'am. It's a possibility, but work with a doctor skilled and not knowledgeable in natural medicine. And if it doesn't work, have you hurt yourself? No, not unless you took it for several months, didn't get your thyroid tested, and you suppressed your thyroid.
Are you aware of anyone that you can recommend in the New York area that would be trained in this type of work?
Oh, my goodness. Let's see. I don't know if Leo Gallant is still in practice, but if he is, wow, he's good.
What's the name again, Dr. Wright, please?
Leo. And last name, G-A-L-L-A-N-D.
G-A-L-L-A-N-D.
Mm-hmm. He's in New York City someplace.
Yes, okay. One more question. Thank you so much. What are your thoughts on folate for people who currently have cancer or who are post-cancer? Supplementing, I mean, as an extra.
One has to work with the doc on that. Here's why. There's some suspicion, although no proof, that since folate is one of the three things that helps cells to multiply, that just maybe it's going to help the cancer cells to multiply. So I wouldn't be doing it without working with a doctor.
I see. Okay.
And Dr. Gallant would be very knowledgeable about that, too.
Dr. Gallant. Okay. Thank you so much, Dr. Wright.
You're welcome, ma'am, and thank you so much for calling. And I hope that works as it did for the lady who called us a couple weeks ago. But do work with the doctor on it.